Hi everybody, my name is Jana, I'm Czech, I live in the Czech Republic, but I teach English. I work as an English teacher. And this video is for learners who need some easy listening material. So if you are learning English and if you are looking for some easy listening practice, this video is just for you. And today, in this video, I'm gonna talk about simple little things that make me happy. I'm going to talk about little joys of my life. And again, I will use my husband's photos. As you know, my husband is an amateur photographer. You already know that my husband is an amateur photographer. Amateur means not professional. Taking photos is not his job. It is not his profession. It's his hobby. He's an amateur photographer. And I will use some of his photos to show you what makes me happy. When you are really happy, you feel joy. And in this video, I'm going to talk about little joys of my life. What really, really makes me happy is spending time outdoors. I like to spend time outdoors in the fresh air. I like walking. I like short or long walks in nature, in the fresh air. I like to watch the landscape. The landscape means the scenery. The landscape or the scenery is everything that you see around you when you are in nature. For example, when you are on a hill and you look around, you see the landscape or the scenery. You are on the hill and you see the landscape. My husband loves to take photos of landscapes. I do not. I don't take pictures of the scenery. I just walk and enjoy what I see and what I hear. It's enough. It is enough for me to walk, to watch the scenery and listen to the sounds of nature. But it is not enough for my husband. He needs to take photos of everything interesting that he sees. As you already know, I love gardening. Photography is my husband's passion, and gardening is my passion. My husband is an amateur photographer, and I am an amateur gardener. I enjoy working in my garden. I love plants and flowers. I enjoy all work in my garden. But my greatest joy is cutting flowers. Cutting flowers is what I enjoy the most about gardening. It is my greatest joy. I love to cut flowers and then to arrange them. I love flowers, their colors, shapes, and smell. And I love to arrange them. It means to put them together so that they look nice. To put flowers together so that they look beautiful. To combine different flowers, their colors and shapes, means to arrange them. And that's the activity I absolutely love. I enjoy arranging flowers. And that's not all. It's not everything. I also like drying flowers. To dry flowers means to put them in the dry place in the air and wait for some time until they are completely dried. I like dried flowers. I think they have a special character. I enjoy them especially in winter, when there are no fresh flowers in the garden. In summer, I have a lot of fresh flowers available, but in winter, I have no fresh flowers. And I like to use dried flowers so that I have some flowers all year round. In spring, summer, and autumn, I have a lot of fresh flowers available. And in winter, I have dried flowers. I think the dried flowers have got a special character, and that's the reason I like them. We live in a flat, in a city. We don't have a house. We don't live in a house. We live in a flat. A flat is an apartment, as Americans say. And we live in a flat on the fifth floor. And I have no garden here in the city. We live in a city, but we are very lucky that we have a cottage in the country. A cottage is a little country house, and we are very lucky to have a little country house, to have a cottage in the beautiful countryside, where we can spend weekends and our holidays, and I can do my gardening there. I'm very happy that we have a cottage. We don't have to spend our weekends and holidays in the city. We can stay in the country in our cottage. I have my garden there, and as you know, I couldn't imagine my life without my garden. And we really enjoy our cottage life and everything that goes with it. We enjoy things like making fire, having simple meals, relaxing together, drinking coffee, and perhaps most of all, we enjoy beautiful views. I absolutely love the views of my garden and of the countryside. When we open the bedroom window, we can see this. Isn't it beautiful? It is a view from our bedroom window. The winter time is a bit sad for me. The time in winter is a little sad because I cannot work in the garden. But luckily, I have another hobby, another passion that I can do in winter. And it is knitting. I enjoy knitting. It is a relaxing and meditative activity. Meditative means it helps you meditate and it helps you relax. And knitting is definitely a meditative activity. When I knit, I forget about the time and the world around me. I just enjoy the process. Knitting is my favorite winter activity. When there are long dark evenings, or when the weather is bad, I like to sit and knit. I love to sit and knit and meditate. I always use natural materials. When I knit, I always use wool or cotton. I never use artificial material. I only use the best quality natural materials. And it means that the things I make are really soft, warm, and special. You can't get anything like that in a shop. My products are special. They are 100% natural, which means they are very warm. And they are the best possible gifts, the best possible presents for my family members and my friends.